Buddha, or Buddha Gautama, also known as Shakyamuni Buddha, was a great spiritual master from ancient India. Born as Prince Siddhartha Gautama in 5th century BC, he would have naturally inherited the vast wealth of the kingdom. However, the prince one day left the palace life in search of spiritual knowledge. After years of contemplative seeking, the Buddha attained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree. He then shared the merits of his practice by providing a method for other sentient beings to be freed from the cycle of death and rebirth. The rich treasury of Buddha's spiritual teachings on universal truths are studied and revered to this day for their deep wisdom and compassion. Today we would like to share with you the sage teachings of the Buddha in the Holy Tipitaka, excerpted from the Itivutaka, the group of ones and fours.
This was said by the Lord.
Bhikkhus, the skeletons of a single person running on and wandering in samsara, or cycle of reincarnation, for an eon, would make a heap of bones, a quantity of bones as large as this Mount Vepula, if there were someone to collect them and if the collection were not destroyed.
The bones of a single person accumulated in a single eon would make a heap like a mountain, so said the great sage. He declared it to be as great as Mount Vepula, to the north of Vulture's Peak, in the hill fort of Magadha. But when one sees with perfect wisdom the Four Noble Truths as they are, suffering, the origin of suffering, the overcoming of suffering, and the Noble Eightfold Path leading to relief from suffering, having merely run on 7 times at the most, by destroying all fetters, one makes an end of suffering.
Lying. This was said by the Lord.
Bhikkhus, I say that for an individual who transgresses in one thing, there is no evil deed whatsoever he would not do. What is that one thing? It is this, Bhikkhus, deliberately telling a lie.
There is no evil that cannot be done by a person who deliberately lies, who transgresses in one thing, taking no account of the next world.
Giving. This was said by the Lord.
Bhikkhus, if beings knew, as I know, the result of giving and sharing, they would not eat without having given, nor would they allow the stain of meanness to obsess them and take root in their minds. Even if it were their last morsel, their last mouthful, they would not eat without having shared it, if there were someone to share it with. But bhikkhus, as beings do not know, as I know, the result of giving and sharing, they eat without having given, and the stain of meanness obsesses them and takes root in their minds.
If beings only knew, so said the great sage, how the result of sharing is of such great fruit, with a gladdened mind, rid of the stain of meanness, they would duly give to noble ones, who make what is given fruitful. Having given much food as offerings to those most worthy of offerings, the donors go to heaven on departing the human state. Having gone to heaven, they rejoice, and enjoying pleasures there, the unselfish experience, the result of generously sharing with others.
The development of loving kindness. This was said by the Lord.
Bhikkhus, whatever grounds there are for making merit productive of a future birth, all these do not equal a 16th part of the mind release of loving kindness. The mind release of loving kindness surpasses them and shines forth bright and brilliant. just as the radiance of all the stars does not equal a 16th part of the moon's radiance. But the moon's radiance surpasses them and shines forth, bright and brilliant. Even so, whatever grounds there are for making merit productive of a future birth, all these do not equal a 16th part of the mind release of loving kindness.
Just as in the last month of the rainy season, in the autumn, when the sky is clear and free of clouds, the sun, on ascending, dispels the darkness of space and shines forth, bright and brilliant, even so, whatever grounds there are for making merit productive of a future birth, all these do not equal a 16th part of the mind release of loving kindness. And just as in the night, at the moment of dawn, the morning star shines forth, bright and brilliant, even so, whatever grounds there are for making merit productive of a future birth, all these do not equal a 16th part of the mind release of loving kindness. The mind release of loving kindness surpasses them and shines forth, bright and brilliant.
For one who mindfully develops boundless loving-kindness, seeing the destruction of clinging, the fetters are worn away. If with an uncorrupted mind he pervades just one being, with loving, kindly thoughts he makes some merit thereby. But a noble one produces an abundance of merit by having a compassionate mind towards all beings. Those royal seers who conquered the earth crowded with beings went about performing sacrifices, the horse sacrifice, the man sacrifice, the water rites, the soma sacrifice, and that called the unobstructed. But these do not share even a 16th part of a well-cultivated mind of love, just as the entire starry host is dimmed by the moon's radiance. One who does not kill, nor cause others to kill, who does not conquer, nor cause others to conquer, kindly towards all beings, he has enmity for none. This too is the meaning of what was said by the Lord, so I heard.
Itivutaka, the group of fours, with Brahma. This was said by the Lord.
Living with Brahma are those families where, within the home, mother and father are respected by their children. Living with the early devas are those families where, within the home, mother and father are respected by their children. Living with the early teachers are those families where, within the home, mother and father are respected by their children. Living with those worthy of adoration are those families where, within the home, mother and father are respected by their children. Brahma, bhikkhus, is a term for mother and father. Early devas and early teachers and those worthy of veneration are terms for mother and father. For what reason? Because mother and father are very helpful to their children. They take care of them and bring them up and teach them about the world.
Mother and father are called Brahma, early teachers, and worthy of veneration, being compassionate towards their family of children. Thus the wise should venerate them, pay them due honor, provide them with food and drink, give them clothing and a bed, anoint and bathe them, and also wash their feet. When he performs such service for his mother and his father, they praise that wise person even here, and hereafter he rejoices in heaven.
The river current. This was said by the Lord.
Suppose, bhikkhus, a man was being borne along by the current of a river that seemed pleasant and agreeable. But upon seeing him, a keen-sighted man standing on the bank would call out to him, "Hey, good man, although you are being borne along by the current of a river that seems pleasant and agreeable, Lower down, there is a pool with turbulent waves and swirling eddies with monsters and demons. On reaching that pool, you will die or suffer close to death. Then, bhikkhus, upon hearing the words of that person, that man would struggle against the current with hands and feet. I have made use of this simile, bhikkhus, to illustrate the meaning. And this is the meaning here. The current of the river is a synonym for craving. Seeming pleasant and agreeable is a synonym for the six internal sense bases. The pool lower down is a synonym for the five lower fetters. Turbulent waves is a synonym for anger and frustration. Swirling eddies is a synonym for the five strands of sensual pleasure. Against the current is a synonym for renunciation. Struggling with hands and feet is a synonym for instigating energy. The keen-sighted man standing on the bank is a synonym for the Tathagata, the Arahant, the fully enlightened one.
Desiring future security from bondage, one should abandon sensual desire, however painful this may be. Rightly comprehending with wisdom a mind that is well released, one may reach freedom step by step. One who is a master of knowledge, who has lived the holy life, is called one gone to the world's end, one who has reached the further shore.
The world. This was said by the Lord, said by the Arahant, so I heard.
Bhikkhus, the world has been fully understood by the Tathagata or Buddha. The Tathagata is released from the world. The origin of the world has been fully understood by the Tathagata. The origin of the world has been abandoned by the Tathagata. The cessation of the world has been fully understood by the Tathagata. The cessation of the world has been realized by the Tathagata. The course leading to the cessation of the world has been fully understood by the Tathagata. The course leading to the cessation of the world has been developed by the Tathagata.
Bhikkhus, in the world with its devas, maras, and brahmas, with its recluses and brahmins among humankind, with its princes and people, whatever is seen, heard, sensed, cognized, attained, sought, and reflected upon by the mind, that is fully understood by the Tathagata. Therefore, he is called the Tathagata. Bhikkhus, from the night when the Tathagata awakened to unsurpassed full enlightenment until the night when he passes away into the Nibbana element with no residue left, whatever he speaks, utters, and explains, all that is just so and not otherwise. Therefore, he is called the Tathagata. As the Tathagata says, so he does. As the Tathagata does, so he says. Therefore, he is called the Tathagata. In the world with its devas, maras, challenges or hindrances, and brahmas, with its recluses and brahmins, among humankind, with its princes and people, the Tathagata is the conqueror, unvanquished, all-seer, wielding power. Therefore, he is called the Tathagata.
By knowledge of the whole world as it truly is, he is released from all the world. In all the world, he is unattached. The all-conquering, heroic sage, freed from every bond is he. He has reached that perfect peace, Nibbana, or eternal bliss, which is free from fear. Rid of taints, he is enlightened. Trouble-free, with doubts destroyed, reached the final end of deeds, released by clinging's full destruction. The enlightened one, the Lord, a lion is he, unsurpassed. For in the world, together with its devas, he set the Brahma wheel in motion. Thus those devas and human beings gone for refuge to the Buddha, on meeting him pay homage to him, the Great One free from diffidence. Tamed, of the tamed he is the best. Calmed, of the calmed he is the seer. Freed, of the freed he is the foremost. Crossed, of the crossed he is the chief. Thus do they pay him due homage. The Great One free from diffidence. In the world, together with its divas, there is no person equaling you. This too is the meaning of what was said by the Lord, so I heard.
We thank you for your company today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Planet Earth, our loving home, is up next after Noteworthy News. We wish you much love and kindness in the days ahead.